Mishmura has a ha'ara in the Sharatziyun, which he makes a diak in the Gemara. So let's just go to the Cheshvan of the Gemara. So Mar brings the prices about Nechemis Gzeris Kalim. And then Chazavatiru, so we ended up with some final results. Okay. And the Mar brings Omer Belozer, the case of Kanin Umaklus Glustra Meducha Kulan Kanin Mataris Kalim Nishna. So we have these four Mishnayos which Aser using these items, and those are all Aser before Gzeris Kalim, because after they were before Hataris Kalim, because after they were Matu Kalim, there's no reason why you can't use these items. So you can't use you can't put in the kadim in the lechem upon him. You can't they can't use the maklus on Shabbos to help be mafshet the Karban Pesach. You have an issue with the glustra, and you have the issue with the meducha. Okay, so the Gemara says no. Mimai Dilma Loi Lamele Cholacher Taras Kelim Nishnu. So it's someone out like Taras Kelim. So Kadim in my time. Why is it a problem? It should be a pushy. Bahay puto lo me'apish. Maklis efshe kriba lozer, because you can do it yada al kasav chavera. Etc. So now, so Mishavur is medayik that we're talking about you were matzah kalim. And after your matzah kalim, you're allowed to be metal to the sark guba sark makam, right? And the Mishnah is still saying you cannot be metal to these things because the issue of ipush is not significant. And the maklis, you have an eitzah like your belozer to use the yad instead. So even though we have a het of sark guba sark makam, there's going to be limits on the het of sark guba sark makam. I have to have something which is a valid sark. A minimal usage is not significant, and when I have another eitzah, it's not called tzarakufay. So the mishabur is medayik that if I have a choice between using a klisha malata leisur, which has a heter tzarakufay tzarak makarim, or using klisha malata leheter, I have to use a klisha malata leheter. I have another. I have two options. I can't use the klisha malata leis. So and that's how it's brought down standard halacha. So I saw Rav Karp in Hilchos Shabbos v'Shabbatai. He says the Karp, he doesn't understand the raya. Kedusha malata leheter also are only mutter in the sarku v'sar makamar mechamer. Let's say they're not mutter till the shalom sar till the clock.
We did the comment yesterday.
Right. So the same way you need a het to start gufa for klisha malata leheter, you need a het to start gufa for klisha malata leheter. The Gemara's case over here was that I have an option not using any kalim at all. I want to metalzel a kli which the kadim pashtus could be called klisha malata leheter, have to fear what they're called klisha malata leheter. But the Gemara's point was you have an option of not using any kalim at all. Okay, so if I have an option of not using the tear of a circle of a circle of a because I can not use a kli at all, let them work, you can't use a kli. But in a case where you have to use a kli, mehecha tesi that there's more of a heter, a kli shemat al heter, than there is a kli shemat al heter. So first, no rifle in Gemara. Okay, so he says, Allah lamaisa, not like the Mishaburah. That he holds the rye is not mukhruch, and he says Allah lamaisa that in a case where I need to use a kli, and I have a choice between using kli shemalat al heter or kli shemalat al iser, I have a right to use a kli shemalat al iser just as much as using kli shemalat al heter. That's what he says.
It's no raya from the Gemara, or it's a raya that even better than Shemakarata, you shouldn't be able to use it.
Okay. Now, the Rashba has a Ha'orah here in the Gemara. So, Amar Rabba, Dimmah, Dimmah, Loi, Lameh, Melechol, La'achar, Taras, Kalim, Ba'hipur, Tullah, Me'apish. So, he's going on the first step of the Gemara. So, that's Ba'hipur, Tullah, Me'apish. Klarmer, Hilalah, B'tzar, Kufa, Mikri, Al-Havaleh, Kimecham, Al-Tzeil. It's not Tiltul, Shul, B'tzar, Klal. It's a Tiltul, Mecham, Al-Tzeil. The cunning by the lechem apanim are not a klishim lata lisser. The maklas are used in part of the mice of havshata. So you could argue havshata is one of lamatas malachas, being taking off the skin. So the maklas are used for that. Okay, maybe it's called klishim lata lisser. But the cunning and the lechem apanim, they're clearly not a klishim lata lisser. It's a klishim lata lisser. They're just making space between the layers of the bread. Where's the isser? So it's klishim lata lisser. So it's not worse than Mechama Latzel. So what's the more saying that it's behind Purta Lamaapish? Yeshtam and the Hacha Rabba Garcina, which is Rabba before. Rabba before said Klishim Latzel Heter is not much of Mechama Latzel. Right? Rabba said Klishim Latzel Heter is much of Mechama Latzel. Rabba, because Rabba held in the first Heter of Sarakuva, the Klishim Latzel Heter, Sarakuva Sarakuva was included automatically. So then eventually their matter, Klishim Latzel Heter, even Mechama Latzel. According to Rabba, the first heter was klishim lata leheter the tzarek gufay. The second one klishim lata leheter the tzarek mekaymai. You could need a separate heter, and then your matter klishim lata leiser the tzarek gufay. And then there are matter you need to be yarachas saying so, but they were never a matter klishim lata leheter mekaymai on the tzel. So we're going in a Gemara that a klishim lata leheter is usher Mechama Litzel. So it's up to Gemara. Okay, you know what? The definition of Sarkufay is a minimal need to prevent the lechem from being misabish. That's a minimal need. That's not called Sarkufay. Okay. Maybe it is shot in the Keshe and the Gemara. The head of the Sarkufa is a tiltal head of the Sarkufa and the Sark shot. Right? But Mechamel itself, by some definition, is a tilta which is not Latzarek Shabbos. I'm not trying to use it on Shabbos. I'm just, I just want to protect the Kli. So, what happened to the Din of Hachana? Fair question, right? So, the Paiskim, the Chayotim says that, remember he brings this Gemara, but a mice of Hachana, which a person does not speak out in the doing of the Tzarek Hachana. It's not Nikar Mitach Maisa, if he's doing L'Shem Hachana, it's not also. Even though my Kavanah is L'Shem to do it for after Shabbos. So I'm not being metalical of the Tzarek, I'm not doing it L'Shem Shabbos Mechlal. But it's, if it's, I don't speak it out, and it's not Nikar, it's not also Hachana. Okay. Step number one. Step number two, the person say the Morris Mash had it been Me'apish, so then it would be Mutter. No, it's not Lasar Shabbos. You're not going to use this Lechem until next Shabbos. So that the person say that this is this Gemara is a Raya that a case where you want to metal to prevent the hefset is not a problem of Hachana. So the Moshe, I want to put my food away after Shalshudas. I have a Shalshudas in the summertime. I have my Shalshudas at 6 o'clock in the afternoon. I'll leave the food out after Shabbos. It's going to spoil. So I want to put it away in the fridge. I'm in metal to not Lasar Shabbos. I'm doing it. I should have food for after Shabbos. If I leave it out, it's going to spoil. So that's not a problem of Hachana.
What? taking it out before Shabbos for this week's lechem. It is partially for this week's lechem. So it doesn't say that I have to take out the karm before Shabbos because they don't really move it on Shabbos. Leaving it in would.
Okay, that part would be true, right? So, I mean, the cotton for the second half is
back, but once they're holding it, wouldn't be
bad. But the more smash, but had it been ma'apish, both sides would be okay. Well, leaving it in on Shabbos, the tzarich, the lechem of this Shabbos, fine, right? But the Gemara's mashma that when you take the lechem, I mean, the way I never really was my eye in the seder. I assume you take out the kadim, you take out the lechem, you put the kadim, you put a lechem on top. So you have the metal. The Gemara's mashma that both of those are a problem, and the ipush would have been mat to both of those.
Maybe that's only because you have to take them out, and now that you're holding them, you can put them back.
Okay, the more does say that somewhere once it's in your hand it's mutter, but I don't know where, I mean, I guess you could have multiple kahanim and have a kind just stand there and hold it. Okay, I don't know, but the worst master at the head is all deeper. Okay. So we're talking a case that there's beside the Shabbos there's no benefit. So the whole tzarich is for after Shabbos. So if you hold mechamel tells mutter, so the more that's mutter. But the more saying over here, it's not mechamel letzel. You're not doing it for the tzarich of the kli. You're doing it the tzarich of something. But the point, you're not doing the tzarich Shabbos. That's not called tzarich gufa. It's not called tzarich mechamel. It's not the rashba. Okay, like according to the rabbi, that's not mutter. According to Rava, being metal that shouldn't be mopish would be mutter. Not a problem of achana. The problem over here is just mitzad dinei tiltel. But a lot of the metal to the kli that the kli should be safe till after Shabbos. I can metal to the kli that the bread should be safe till after Shabbos, right? Or because I want the bread to be in the right order, wherever it is. Okay, so that's how the Cheshire and the Gemara. The Rasha doesn't address the next step of the Gemara. But now, once we're going over here in Rabba, right? So, Rabba Taka holds that a klishma lechetter is also mechamel letzel. So there are bisurim on a klishma lechetter. So if there are bisurim on a klishma lechetter, so then that Gemara saying so then the current cheshbon of the Reb Karp is right. Our Gemara is discussing the option of not being metaltal kli to be metaltal kli. But in a case where I have to be metaltal kli, I have no right. Now, the next step is, what do we hold in a kli? Not like Rav and Rav, kli shemata leheter. What allows that to be nistalta? So we mentioned that
whatever, I've done all of that. I don't from Long Island.
He's not a rock.
That the Ran was medayik that even klishim not leheter sholot tzarich klal is osur. But the Rashi comes along and says that the chara being metaltal the konim. Okay, that's a question. According to the Rashi, we metal to the konim, which is the next stage of the Gemara. The more is saying, if I have an option not to be metal to any konim, not to do it at all, I can't be metal to it. Right? But the more is saying that were it not for that, that option, I'd be allowed to be metal to it. So he's arguing But once that's true, I don't see that there's any limitation on a kli. The Mishmur is being a daik in the Gemara. But you see, even though you have a keli which bats him, it's mutter. If you have another option not to do tiltal, you should not do tiltal. Right? So who I did, if I have an option, the kli shemalat lehetzer and kli shemalat leiser. So I should better use a kli shemalat lehetzer than the kli shemalat leiser. So now, if you learn the Ran, it's not like the Ran. The Arshi does not like the Ran. The Mishmur is Madaik like the Ran also. But the, you know, the Magen Mishmur brought the Shi to say that Klish Matla Hedra is much totally. So then, for sure, this Deek in the Gemara is Richtig. This Deek in the Mishmur is Richtig. If I have an option of Klish Matla Hedra, which is Bechal, does not have any Surim on it, that's like using your hands. So why should I use kli shemalato le'isser when I can use kli shemalato le'hetter? It's the same thing in the Gemara's case of kli shemalato le'isser hetter, whatever it is, versus not a kli at all. The Gemara's going in Rab. So Rab clearly holds that kli shemalato le'hetter, there are limitations. So whether you hold the makas of kli shemalato le'isser or kli shemalato le'isser, kalim, there are limitations. Yeah, there's no limitations. But the Gemara, so why should I do tilto if I can use a yeah? But now I'm using a kalim. So in the world of the cheshbon of the Rashba, if I'm using a keli already, so then what's the difference which keli I use? Both need a heter keli. Now, Charles, what does Rava hold? Rava comes along and says, no, kli shemalato the heter is mutter even in chamal itzel. So the Ran says it's only chamal itzel, but not the top. You can't have a talpa at all. The Mishmur passes like that. The Magen Mishmur brought a sheet in which disagrees and says, no, you can have a talpa the gamri. Means Rava holds that a kli shemalato the heter is no isur maklal. So and that cheshbon, a kli shemalato the heter is the same thing as your hand. So why should I use kli shemalato the heter? But I can use kli shemalato the heter. But the Mishabura passes like the Ran that the reason why Klisha Malata, that even the Heter has limitations, needs a Heter tiltal. So then Mehechate said there's a difference in Klisha Malata Heter, Klisha Malata Liyasu. Okay, so that's his aura. But so where am I getting at? We touched on last time in the kli shemalato le'isser. Why is it also? If it's only also gzeiros kalim, so we say, okay, what's the difference in gzeiros kalim? It's the same gzeir. And Mishmur passes like the Ran, even kli shemalato le'heter has gzeiros kalim on it. But therefore, shlo tzar klal is also. But if you learn kli shemalato le'isser is an isser al tahaksoa of the person, so then there's no sushta between kli shemalato le'isser and kli shemalato le'heter. The Chayyadim says that the kli shemalato le'isser is also al tahaksoa of the person. So then the cheshbon of the din of the shibur makes sense. That kli shemalato le'heter, there's no haksoa b'tzad das adam. There's a gzeres kalim. Kli shemalato le'heter, there's gzeres kalim, but there's also haksoa from the person. So why do I write the metalto the kli shemalato le'heter the iser when I have an option? Kli shemalato le'heter doesn't have any din of muksa on it. So I think that's I don't know, you know, Mishabura doesn't, but we pointed out last time in Mishabura's mashma the kli shemalato le'iser is also din of haksoa. Besides gzeiros kalim, that was much more the derek and the bir halacha. So according to that, the din of Mishabura makes sense. The shaila is, do you have a deek in the Gemara? The Gemara is not handling haksoa, the Gemara is just handling gzeiros kalim. So is it a sushal or not? It's yesh laden, but mitzat savora. The heart of Mishabura is right. Once Mishabura learns that there's a din of haksoa besides gzeiros kalim, that should be true. Okay, one.
Everybody's
masking. I said
that if there's a way to use it on the end, you don't have to physically.
Lachar, if you have an option of doing something with your hands, even if it's a little more difficult, because Pashas Yad Kasachar was probably more challenging than Maklis, right? Right. So I would imagine so, right?
So maybe Kalei Sholchan might not be included in these areas to begin with, but anything else? Sit on the floor, why? Move the chair to sit on the chair.
I would, I just want to point out, you know, the Mishabura just mentions, you know, Klei Sudah, because that's the mashmos of the Sugya of Gemara. So the Ksesh Shulchan says the Rapasha that Megadim are also mutter. There's no limit on, you know, because it's anyway, it's a Tadar B'Tashmish. So your chair also, but it's not a Tadar B'Tashmish. Right? The shaila is if you can make your kid happy with your hands, can you give him a toy to play with instead? Okay. Maybe. They could be. Yeah, depending what it is, you know. Okay. One. So defining tzarech gufa means you have an actual usage out of it. I have a very heavy keli sitting on my table. I'm concerned the table is going to break from it, from the weight. Now, if I want to use the table later on, so the kara, that's called tzarech gufa. I'm moving the muksa, tzarech gufa of using the table. Right, but I'm not worried. No, I'm not worried about that. So the kara toss. I'm just doing it to save the table. Or unless I make use of the kli. So this is a miri later on. The Gemara. The Gemara on Kuf Nadalad. Okay. Kuf Nadalad Beis. So Amar Rav Huna, Hoysa Behemta Tuna Kli Zchuchis. Maybe Kar Maksos is a Maniach Tachtel Umadra Chavolim Vasakin Loif. Vonan Tanan Neutlin is a Kelim Yitzol Mashabbos. So take the things off which you can take off on Shabbos. Amar says Vatoma Karnik the Umna the Loi Chazile. There are things which you have no use for. Okay? So they're not kelim and tolim. Kelim are used for the purpose of bloodletting, and so that's in their muksa because they're made for bloodletting, and I have no practical uses for them that I'm moving on the tzarech gufa. Okay, for the merkasha. You're about the kli mechon, right? When the kli zchuchis are put out on these karmic sauces. So the guy's animal, the case of Mishnah was a person was hishchik baderech, and his animal is loaded, and we gave certain heterim how the animal could carry his things which he cannot carry till he gets it into the city. Now we get to the city. What do? You know, can't leave the animal standing there with the kelim the whole Shabbos. That's tzar b'lechayim, even though the kelim are muks. So you untie the saddlebags and let it fall down. The Mor says that's great, but it's kli zchuchis. They're gonna break. She says, okay, you put down some pillows underneath. Mor says when the muksa falls on the pillows, the chayra, it's now that you can't move the pillows anymore because the muksa is on. So it's about the kli b'lechayim. Gemara says, "Moshivi zutri." They're not so large. So even after once they fall down to the ground, you'll be able to practically pull out the pillow from underneath it. It's not going to be so heavy. That's the only way you are so large. That the only way you can get the pillow out is by moving the muksa. You can pull the pillow out from the underneath. She's not being about the kli mechon. Okay. Stop. So this is the Gemara which Balamor is Medaikin, says, I don't understand. The more sees it as Klisha Malachto, these are Kalim or Klisha Malachto, the Issa. So I need the karmic sources, so just take. That's what Tzarech Makomoy over the take them off. The answer is that the Balamor, because there's no, they have no Tzarech Gufoy. You can do with that. So, and someone who doesn't have a Tzarech Gufoy doesn't have a Tzarech Makomoy. That's where he brings this. This is what the Balamor says, and this will get. Okay. It comes to the mirror. The mirror says, "I have a different question." Right. I have these kalim sitting on the back of my animal. I need them not to be in that mokum on the back of the animal, because it's not a good place for them to be, because it's going to hurt the animal. So let them be without Tzarech Makomoy. He said, that's not called Tzarech Makomoy. That's not the Tzarech Makomoy. That's a form of Mechama Letzel. I mean, metal to the muksa to prevent the hefsid, but I'm not using the mukum afterwards, after I take it off. That's the Miri's diak over here. So I see that the Rebadner and his muksa ever, so he says, no, what's enough meat if it's on the back of the animal, it's on the table. It should be the same thing. So that's not called Tzarmakam. Okay, now, so. So the Miri says, what I need to do is I need the term of means I'm going to use the muck. Take it the next step, Aitzer. So Ramosha has a Rabbanan asked Ramosha about moving a fan. So I want to move the fan. We'll call the fan a klishim not to listen. Because even though what it's doing is moving air, there's no way it's doing moving air, but since the way it does that is by turning it on, and using it with that you cannot do, so there's element of Malat Alisar in the fan. Rishon Zalman in the Chishloma actually has a fascinating psak on that. He says when the fan is off, as it did a Klish Malat Alisar, when the fan is on, as it did a Klish Malat Alahetar. Because once it's on, I have to turn it on. So it's made to move air. Well, the heter is the moving air is heter. So that's interesting. Kanech, how he looked at it, it can have a different status. There's, it's a new form of klisha not to listen. You know, there's a number of the kli. What it does is this. But the kli, but the kli does not have heter. So that's itikar tashmish is heter. So I should call it a fan. But since the only way I can do it, use it, is by turning it on, that goes into this issur with us, allow regards to move these things, you might come and do a malacha with that. So the gzeirah shay, the be'etzim, the klishim atal ha'etzim. That's what he says. Okay, but let's assume it's klishim atal ha'etzim. So the tzarek ufay, I want to use the item for my benefit. I want to turn the fan towards me, to blow towards me. That's tzarek ufay. Let's say I want to move the fan away from you. Right? So, is that mutter? So,
the words before.
So, he has in the back of it that he asked both Ramosha and Shlomo Zalman this question. They both said it. Shlomo Zalman gave one of those wonderful answers. Mechulas fen ventilator no faith. Haim mutal tzalik tzad acher kadesh lo yin shav alav haruach. Haim chashet til zel tzarch makoma. That's why he asked the question. The next item mutar. Okay. When he asked Ramosha the question, Mechunas fan ventil shemur in the menashe v'al adam b'cheder imut the sakal l'tzarach k'nei shal yin shav lov im harvalei b'geder tiltel tzarach gufay u'makaymai mechunas fan ventil shemur in the menashe v'al adam b'cheder imut the sakal l'tzarach k'nei shal yin shav lov im harvalei b'geder tiltel tzarach gufay u'makaymai. You hear the difference, right? He asked for someone's almond, is it hetter al tzarech makayim? And he said, yeah, it's mutter. He asked for Marisha, is it mutter al tadin of tzarech gufa tzarech makayim? And he said, it's mutter because it's tzarech gufa. So, what's the sad to call it tzarech gufa? What's the sad to tzarech gufa? I mean, the fan's blowing and I'm cold. But I don't want to be cold. So the tzarech of my gufa is that I should move the fan away. So this is a unique scenario that I'm not moving it to use because I'm not using the fan. I don't know, I'm not used to end up using the fan at all, but this is a personal need that I'm moving the kli for the tzarech of my goof. That's called tzarech gufa. Now, right, tzarech gufa in the Gemara is what does the word tzarech gufa mean in the Gemara? Does it mean the tzarech gufa of the kli or tzarech gufa of the person? Right, so Pasha's way, the Pasha of the Sugya is referring to the tzarech gufa of the kli, right? So just And I'm going to tell you something which I don't think is mukruch, which that's okay, just as a ha'ara though. Then the tzarech makarma. Now makarma means its makam. So pashas gufa means its usage, right? That should be the pashas reading of the Gemara, right? Right, so that's lachar pasha shot. So lachar over here, I'm not using the fan at all. So why is it called tzarech gufa? What do you mean, Rosh called tzarech gufa?
What's more than that is that this seems to be the issue. It's more than anything else. Like the bigger question would be why it's not makarim.
Okay, now the next step is it mutar tzarech makarim. So let's see the argument. I'm not using that spot where it's sitting at all. So the lashon of the Miri, which he reads kipshutoi that the hat to tzarech makarim means that after I use. I use that mark where it is, so that you don't have over here. What's the argument to say it's called tzarech makom? Because let's define what is its makom. The simple type of its makom is where it's placed. Next step is to argue no, it's not. Its makom is not where it's placed. The makom is where the area that it's affecting. And I need that makom where it's affecting. The only way I can use the makom where it's affecting is by taking it away. So if I have the impact of this kli is affecting a larger area than where it is, I'm allowed to be metaltal it to be able to use the area. That's the tzarech makom. So the Rosh Hashanah said it's without tzarech makom. So Rosh Hashanah says, okay, I'll take it a step right. So the Shir Shabbos Gilson, he brings a footnote and says, let's say I have very cautious guests coming. And I left my very coarse tool on the table. And I'm going to be extremely embarrassed. I cannot use my dining room. I can't live in the dining room. I'm going to faint from embarrassment when I walk into my dining room. So I can't use my dining room without moving the chainsaw from the dining room to the table, right? You know, right? It's not drying, you know. So, what? So, Shemazam says it's mutter. Shemazam says it's mutter because that's called tzarech makom. Without getting involved in, you know, this covered issue, what's real covered on him, what's fake covered on him, you know. Chazal clearly had a concept of kavod abriyas. Right? Before there were matir yisurim rabbanim for kavod abriyas. It's Hilchos Shabbos, etc. But the kavod abriyas of Chazal are the things which are clearly abriyas, they should be public, etc. The fact that you get embarrassed by this thing, so man up, don't be embarrassed. You know, is that called a tzar? Okay, well, yesh lodin. But I'll give you a simpler, better case. So, my alarm clock is ringing. And I want to move the alarm clock out of the room because I wanted to sleep. Can I move the alarm clock? I need to use the room. And the impact of this noisy thing is not allowing me to use the room. So I need to metaltel this kli to be able to use this makom that it's impacting. And I'm not sleeping on the spot where the alarm clock is. But the chara, it's mafriya the tashmish of the whole room. So the fan is mafriya the tashmish of this area. I need to use this area. I need to get the fan out of the way. The alarm clock is making noise. It's mafriya the usage of this makom. I need to get it out of the way. Right? The kli is making this whole room uncomfortable to use because it's very embarrassing. I need to get it out of the way. Right? So the chara, that should be mutter. So that's how I always assumed. Okay, so I was looking at For example, tefillin becheder shina, she actually to do tashmish shemitah there. Yeah, sure. The next tzar makom. Did you hear a chilun? The alarm clock.
Completely.
Okay.
Between the alarm clock and what?
The tefillin. Alarm clock and the tefillin. Then he says. Tiltul the tzarch sheper hashimish makom zeh. V'chein also the taltoloi af the tzarch sheper hishtam shusay kagan ma'avreir shapoyel shemunach lefana v'oisa ruach chazaka shalso the taltoloi af imaruch mafriel lo hisham ken machzoi iev shal hishtam hisham klaf. Okay, so he seems to be donning this musig that it's called, it's makom. It's only true if it totally makes the place not usable. So that's an interesting question. I can sit on the chair with something, the klishim l'atelisr is on the chair. I can sit there, it's a little bit, it's usable, it's just easier to sit there without it. Am I allowed to be metaltel it? So he's saying, anything with just sheeper, he's shemish makom is there. Just making it better. Lometzino had to mitzvah elam kena chavetz toifus makom boy. Vein roli shtamish shom kishur benimsa. That which makes it cheaper. Then he brings the tuli shabbos shemer gerner moshe feinstein shmitzar shgern said it's mutzal tzar gufay v'chidishu. Vein zeshimish begufa kli. You're not using the kli at all. Okay. And then he brings the hypertal mapish. We all argued that the process of I have to mash the meat. Carbon pass, I have to mash the meat because I have to roast it.
No, that doesn't.
So this is all called a valid tzarich, and we arguably agree that it's that the process of being mafshed it when it's hanging on the maklis is better than the process of being mafshed it when it's on your arm. Okay, that's what he seems to assume, and the more so that that's not mutter. I am being metal to the maklis and able to make it the process which I have to do. We're being mad to me to do that, right? So I have to do that. So that's okay. So why is that okay? Right? So I want to do it in a way which is we'll call it easier for me. No, it's not called Sarakufa. That's the more I say. Because making because I have an option of not so vice to rois, making it better is not called Sarakufa. It's just making it. Going from not accessible to being accessible. So I don't know. These are chiddushim over here.
We can pay according to the line of my body. That'll
It's more tircha. You see in the Gemara that you have to be mature. So, but if you want to sleep and you can't sleep.
So tefillin to move it out of the cheder to be able to detach it, it's not right. I mean, which one? I can't use this makom because this kli is here.
I can fully use the makom. I just can't do something new in the makom because of the tefillin. I mean, it doesn't ruin the makom. It ruins the makom in terms of a single function.
Well, the something over here, it ruins the makom. The gabi is sleeping. I can stay in the room, but the alarm clock going. If I can't sleep, I can stay in the makom. The cold doesn't necessarily have to make it. It's impossible to use. I want to sleep. It's too cold to sleep.
But I think the alarm clock is going off. It's relatively unexplored in any item, meaning nobody's going to sit in that room. The tefillin is there, the room is completely usable at 99% of ways. Meaning the impact on the makom between tefillin and an alarm clock is drastically different.
You're arguing the alarm clock is more mutter.
Yeah.
But he's asking the exact opposite. He's saying tefillin is a fair ship. Shuvah's, he brings a sefer Yom Yisrael, which I'm not familiar with, that he says that's mutter, but the alarm clock is also. So don't give me a heads with all the direction. I'm trying to figure out why he's saying what he's saying. You're not making me more. You're making me more confused. I'm trying to figure out.
I'm just catching up to all this
confusion. Now, Rav Moshe Blum says he calls Rav Moshe seems to have a broader definition of Sarakufay. And Sarakufay means the point is Chazal allowed me to move the kli. There's no mila of using the kli because it's the kli. Because I have a need. I have a valid need. We're going in Rav. Rav says Sarakufay, Sarakufay, the Zalbazach. Why is it Zalbazach? Bais says the Shalbazach. Yes, you know what? There's a heter to metalpal item because you have a need to use the item. Gvaldik. I know you need to use the item. So Beheka takes you a lot of move it. New heter. Sarf Makaima. Second heter. Rabbi says, Damish can come. He says, Zelba heter. So what is Rabbi saying that Zelba heter? Rabbi is saying that the when Chazal asked Kalim, Kalim Rosser. And when Chazal said Kalim, we're mutter. Because we have needs, if we can, you know, stop dreaming up with moving Kalim around. No, we don't. But any valid need, you're allowed to move it. So Rav Moshe says, in that world, if this fan is bothering me, that's called the metatlet because I have a need to. I have a need to metatlet. What? Rav is actually saying that. The Rav is saying that the yisoid of the head. The Rav says mildly tzarkum, mildly tzarkum karma. Practically, there's something called tzarkum karma. I need to clarify that that's mutter. But when after I'm telling you clarify that that's mutter, so do I have to sit and don every scenario? It's tzarkum and tzarkum karma. Is it tzarkum? You know, is I don't think so. That's like Rabbi says, I have to point it out because I would have thought otherwise without that. But any need that I have, that's the heter. That's the heter, according to Rav. So Rav Moshe called that tzar gufay.
It's because we have a tzar
There's a deal which you'll get into. I don't know, maybe it's in the Marmar Kermis. There's a the pasha is the reading of the Gemara.
He says maybe the
halacha is that
One is Rabbanan.
Can I give you an argument that the Tzarech Makom is more heter than Tzarech Gufo?
Second, whatever.
It's possible, but it's not like that, right? There's a heter Tzarech Gufo. So not only that, even the Tzarech Makom. Rabbi says, no, there's Obazach. So either Gufo is a bigger heter, or they're equal. There's. See, if you learn this as a din in Gezeiras Kalim, the credit's pashas. If you learn this as Svor and Haksaw, so Klishma not the Lisser. Basically, I'm planning to use it for Yisr, not for Heter. So Mitzad Hishtamshis, I'm being Messiah Das and Tiltel. And there's Messiah Das and Tiltel Malkum. We saw before, you know, other times, there is a musig of a haksaw from Tiltel. Right, that was a discussion we had. The Prima Gadim learned up that there's such a swar that there's a haksaw from Tiltel.
Okay.
Independent of a haksaw from Yishtamshis. So there's a. Okay. There is a sefer on Or HaChaim called the Nezir Shimshi. Okay. So, Nezir Shimshi says, at Muxamach with Sasar and Kiss, the Mechaber says it's Osir. To move it. Okay. So these things, since you're makbid, also talk to Mishal, feel a bit tzarek, makarma or the tzarek gufa. Zog to the Nazir Shimshin. Belini or the hot talk about the tzarek makarma. So she says, the Beis Yosef said, one second, if you can't move Klisham Chasar and Kis, the Tzarek Gufay, Kalvachar, you can't move the Tzarek Makaymai, like the way we read the Gemara. Zainoi, the Rabbah Haim Shavim B'Mishkel, Gemara, Void the Zilbash Ataima, the Makbid of Love, Lassus by Malach Acheris. Abel Talta Makaymai, and a Makbid. We came to clean Mutta the Talta, the Tzarek Makaymai. The Chaim Daikah B'Toysis, the top Toysis, Toysis says, "V'yesh Yisor Shalol Taltaloi the Sarkufoi." Now Argir says, "Shalol Taltaloi feel the Sarkufoi." Interesting, Lashon. That Lashon is the Lashon of V'yesh Yisor the Taltal the Sarkufoi. So. So Kamega responds to this that I told you Kamega says that it's a mistake because the lumnus is once it becomes useless. Because you won't use it, then he starts goofing. It gets in like Eitzim Avon, and so now you can't move the Tzarek Makarma. But the Nezir Shimshin. Okay, so Chasaron Kiss is clearly Din of Haksaw. He says, but once I never was mocked, but not the Metaltalitz. Now that Hakuf is a Shaila. Chasaron Kiss, you're Meyachel Lemokam. You gotta be mocked, but not the Metaltalitz. But. He does not learn that that's kipshuta that you need by Yachalei Mokum. And the Ikun Nakud is, I'm not going to use it for anything. That's all the Gemara means. So then, I don't mind moving it. So why can't I move it? It's a Kli, I can move it. And the Rabba, Heim Shabbat B'Mishkol, there's no better, bigger Mila Sarkuvar B'Sarach Makarma. There's no Afghan between the two. So it comes out, in a practical sense, Sarkuvai might be more problematic by Chasaron Kiss. Than Tzarek Makarma. So I need to know, is this Sarah Kufa or Sarah Makarma? So the Torah says, I'm not going to use it for anything else, but I might turn it away. So that's, you know, it's going to become semantics at that point in time. The point is, I won't be mishtamish with anything else. I have an extremely expensive, you know, humidifier. I won't use anything else, you know. But it's getting too wet in the room, so I'll move it to somewhere else. I don't know. It's not what the Magufa, but I'm not using it. I'm not makbid, I'm mimetaltal it to allow me to get, you know, better usage of the area. So in a practical sense, we have to handle with Sarah Kubas and Robert. It's not really significant, the chiluk. So now, I personally think that the alarm clock is mutter. It's sharing your room, you can't sleep. You can do other things in the room, but that's irrelevant. That wouldn't make a difference. Halakha l'maisa, I paskin like that. You have to be careful. It's an electric alarm clock, so you might come to turn it on. You move it, you might pull it out of the wall. But I had this maisa once. My daughter's alarm clock went off, so I took it and I hung it out the window and I shut the window on it. So it was waking up the neighborhood. It wasn't waking up my daughter, at least. Based on this heter of the Sarach Makarma. So how much? Yeah. For any person, I mean, I'm allowed to move it for your Torah. It's not that for you. Okay, so trying to understand a little bit these the cloud of Sarach Makarma, the Taka needs some work to figure out exactly what the lumdus is. The Pratim. I think in Rava, then there's a big nafkmina between Abai and Rava in the heter of Sarach Makarma. The Beis Yosef says Halacha L'Maaseh Kavah Chomer. So, not like the Nazir Shimshon. So, in the world of a Kavah Chomer means that even in Rava, Tzarech Guvah is a bigger heter than Tzarech Makarma, which that needs work. Mitzad Svaras Haksah. In a certain sense, Sarach Makarma, he's saying a good Ha'ara. Mitzad, if you learn the Lamas of Klishma Latal Yisr, is a Haksah Degedin. There's more Haksah from Ishtamshas than there is from Tiltal. I'm not going to use it for its primary, you know, I'm a Saladas of its other usages. And not only plan to use it for anything else. I'm not Makbid, but I'm a Saladas. So, you know, so Chazal gave it this in between Madrega of Muksa. But I never was Saladas and Tiltal. So you can't argue, it's not Eitzim Avonim, because it's usable. And I never was Saladas and Tiltal. I need the place. So in Xeris Kalim, the Chazal gave there's a bigger Niti Matra Gufa over Makarma. But once you learn that that's the Xeris Kalim was removed, but you're saying there is a Swara of the Haksaw Midas Bnei Adam, Sarak Makarma is better, more of a Heter than Sarak Gufa. So,
but then shouldn't Mechamel itself be falling to that same Swara, because then I'm also never going to be max to that ability to move it in a place where I won't get damaged. Meaning, if your svar is I'm not going to go as far as to be maxed that when I need its makam, well then I could even say mecham itself should be more makel than gufite, because that's also something I'd be quicker to think about before using it for a different purpose.
That's a good question. In other words, is mecham itself a haksah dikadin, or is only xeris kalim dikadin? That's a good question. Right, I don't know. Okay, very good.